What up, worst friends? That's all I got, dude. I can't even go into the intro. Got too much to talk about.
All right, let's do it.
All right, what's your shout outs? I want to get this ball rolling.
Well, my shout-outs are to Kevin Costner and Bill Paxton, who starred in a show I watched earlier this week, The Hatfields and McCoys.
Was that any good?
Dude, it was really good. It was three parts, each were like 2 hours. So it was a History Channel original. So History Channel did the whole show, and it was really good. Kevin Costner played what's his name? Anderson,
I don't know,
Devil
dude, but
Lance.
I kind of thought that looked sweet.
It was really good. I DVR'd him. Costner was Anderson, Devil Lance, Hatfield, and Bill Paxton was Randolph, Randall, McCoy. The nicknames are the best because that's all they. But like every character had a nickname. There was Cotton Top, which was one of my favorites. He was a half-wit. There was.
Aren't all these people technically half-wits? I mean, they live up in the mountains. They're like these hillbillies.
They were, and they had. I mean, they really did thick Southern accents. Like half the time, I was just kind of guessing on what they were saying, because it was just a, you better go on down, tell their devil aunts, better not come around here. Just real thick. But no, it was really good. I don't know if there's any way you can like catch a, it was long, 6 hours total. And I
Right.
think it was interesting because I think the last time we talked about how some of these dramas and shows we're watching almost feel more like a mini series because each episode doesn't really have a beginning, middle, end like a normal episode. All it does is kind of push the story along. But this was good, and it kind of brings back. I wish people had more nicknames nowadays, because everyone there just referred,
Right.
better go tell Johnsy, get old Cotton Top out of there. Everyone just re and even in the when there were like trials, and this these proceedings with Devil Lance Hatfield versus Randolph, and his nickname was Ranel, Ran apostrophe L, Randall McCoy. But it was really good. So that was awesome. And then the one other one just kind of popped up today is our good friend Rory Sabatini.
Oh, jeez, that hat, dude.
The hat. You seen that? It's like a Greg Norman cowboy hat, just a massive hat
Right.
this golfer is wearing, Rory Sabatini at the memorial. He was in the lead. Do you think, how would you describe, I think he looks like a fat Pee Wee Herman.
I don't know, dude. He's just like one of those really like douchey guys.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
He called out Tiger like 3 years ago when Tiger was still just killing it. Said that old Tiger's weak or whatever, and they played in some tournament together and Tiger just
Right.
trounced him. But
He
so
also got voted like several times by the tour players, like the least favorite playing partner.
everyone hated
Everyone hates him.
I
But
know.
we're shouting him out, goddammit.
Yeah, show him some love, right? He was in the lead today, and if you wear that hat, like how could you not be an asshole
Oh,
and
I know.
wear that hat while golfing? So that's what I got. So, to the Hatfields, McCoys, and the Sabatinis.
Okay, well, I don't really have any shout-outs this week. I just have some headlines, and they're all from today, things I either saw or learned today. The first one, Colin, I just want to get your input on this really quick. I was on watching something on CBS, and I saw a commercial for some new show starring Dennis Quaid. And now, I
Really?
think that I don't know, I was just kind of shocked he's already going to TV, not HBO, just straight to network.
Now let's get this. Which one of the Quaids? I always get them mixed up. Who's kind of the fat asshole one?
Randy.
Randy. Okay.
Randall Quaid.
Randall Quaid. Okay. Oh, see, that would have made more sense. I had to think for a second which was which.
Right. You could see
You're
him
right.
doing some ignorant part. I mean, Bruce Campbell's on TV.
Right. You're right. Just giving in, just being fat, like wearing
Just having
just
fun with
a
it.
flowered shirt. Yeah, and some television show that,
Dennis Quaid is like 2012, I think.
I
Isn't
like
that?
him.
Yeah, and he's doing
I
TV though, not
what is
movies.
it? Is it like a procedural or what kind of, I haven't seen it.
I don't know. I just saw a
I'll try
commercial
looking it
for it
up.
today.
I like him. I still
Yeah,
think he
but
could do
I think he could.
movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought he would still be doing movies.
Well, I mean, we saw with Gary Sinise, like sometimes these
He
actors are
just
just
did a
like.
movie where they're all like, isn't What to Expect When You're Expecting? Isn't he one of the people in that? Or am I just making that up?
I mean,
Don't look that up.
just the fact that you that what to expect when you're expecting is in any way on your radar.
Isn't that about the guys that are like all becoming fathers?
He is in it. I brought up his IMDb. So I gotta go to TV. You're right. I still think he still could be a leading man in some other movies. I like him.
Yeah,
He has that
dude.
deep, gruff voice.
Right.
Because remember, what was that
Any
The
Given
Alamo?
Sunday.
Well, yeah. Any Given Sunday. I still think if he wasn't left-handed, he could play Brett Favre in
Oh
the
yeah, he
eventual
could.
movie
He'd
that'll
be
be.
Favre for sure.
Yeah, but he's left-handed though. I guess he could
Didn't he
probably.
play an old quarterback once at Michigan
Yep.
State or something? Is that my, am I thinking the right thing?
Like in real life, he was.
No, on in a movie.
I don't. He was the quarterback in Any Given Sunday. I don't know if there was another movie. I just like the Alamo when he played Sam Houston, and just that deep voice. And tonight, you will remember the Alamo. You know, just one of those. When they had Billy Bob Thornton playing, just ruined any mystique behind Davy Crockett when you have Billy
Right.
Bob Thornton play Davy Crockett.
Jeez.
But I don't know. I have his IMDb up. I can't tell if it was TV or not. You're right. I still think he could be a leading man, but sometimes these actors get lazy and they know that they could get a
Yeah.
paycheck for tens. You know, look at pretty much everyone in a CSI show. You know,
Right.
it's they're
Right.
just they could have they were, you know, movie actors, and it's like, you know, to hell with it. Get a paycheck and just do a stupid procedural every week. But no, so what else is on your
Okay,
radar?
this is another headline. Earlier today I was going through Skidway, which last week I mentioned Skidway Lake Pride, and I was driving through town, and you get these people up here in the summer on the weekends and stuff, and sometimes they do things like drive golf carts down the road.
It happens, yeah.
And this lady's in front of me in a golf
Ugh.
cart, and she's going really slow, and she's on like the right side of the right lane. So I put my blinker on and start going around her, or start creeping up a little bit, getting closer. And she kind of goes out to the middle of the lane. I'm like, okay, well, let's hurry up and get around her because she's going so slow. She just keeps on going, and she's in the left lane, and I'm in the left lane to go around her. So I stop. I wasn't really close, but I get over. And she's got a little girl with her, and I'm looking at her when I go by, and she doesn't even acknowledge. She didn't even know the whole time. I'm just like, are you kidding me? I was so mad.
You got around her though. I
Yeah.
mean, that's to be honest, like, were you surprised? Like, you're coming up the road and you see that. Were you surprised that you saw that?
I wasn't surprised I saw the golf cart. I was surprised that that lady drove it that poorly.
Okay, because I mean, no offense to Skidway Lake. I mean, actually, take offense to it, you know, because that's what I'm doing. I'm making fun of it. That yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if I saw that. You're right. I guess the surprise would be that she didn't handle her golf cart on the road in a proper manner.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Now I get what you're saying.
Because
That look.
I could see her mirror stuff, and she wasn't checking. She just kept her eyes like, darted us straight ahead. But
Wow. Okay.
so that kind of made me a little angry. But as I mentioned, that was when I was going to pick up our buddy Rick, who I shouted out last week, also known as Trick. And then we're hanging out here with John, another friend of ours that we mentioned a couple times.
What's his nickname? We got to all start using, you know, Rannell, Devil Lance,
Jonathan. Johnnin.
John O. Okay. All right. So you're hanging out there.
Okay, and just wanted to talk about they came up with a little business venture. I told Rick, he needed a little hobby to relieve his stress or something. I told him maybe make some Native American decorations, and he said, what about what about dream catchers? And then last week at our buddy Mike's wedding, I don't know if you've ever been in the Meridian Mall in Lansing, but they got that store that sells like all this fancy interior design stuff. And we saw like this really interesting piece of art that was welded and all made of metal. So we kind of got the idea. I told John, that's the kind of stuff he's a welder. I was like, that's the kind of stuff you need to get into. So I think these guys might be trying to
So it's like a
get this going, making
Native
metal
American
art.
metal
Yeah.
dream catchers?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I'd buy one. Well, I mean, I expect one
What
for
did he get?
free.
Wait, Rick just called it something. Metal Native American art. And he gets the privilege to name it. That's fair.
Well, yeah, because I mean, he has the privilege to do everything else. We took his land, so I'm
Okay, and
fine
then
with it.
this is my last thing I just want to get out there. Then whatever you want to talk about, just go ahead. But while we were sitting around watching TV, we saw a commercial. And you need to tell me if this claim in this commercial is true or false.
Okay.
I wasn't really paying attention. I was catching it out of the corner of my eye. I'm seeing some action. I'm hearing yelling. I'm hearing like this dramatic music. And at the end, I see this like explosion. And it says, "Summer's biggest blockbuster." Just really big. The summer's biggest blockbuster. And then it pops up the show. And who do I see walking? I see Jared. I see Brandy. I see Barry Weiss. I see Dave Hester. And I see, help me out here,
Storage Wars.
Daryl.
Daryl Sheets.
And it shows like a burning storage unit behind him. It's all black heavy metal music. And I need to know, true or false, is it going to be the summer's biggest blockbuster?
I mean, I'm all in now on Storage Wars. Like I'm gonna like it's on the DVR. It's not even not only is it on the DVR, but it's probably I won't even DVR because I'll watch it right when it's on. Like I'll make a point like as soon as Storage Wars is on, I'm gonna watch it right.
Isn't that so hard to believe that you can get into something that much? Like
It's so
that show, it's so hard to like see how they did that, man.
it's and I know that I know exactly what the formula is too. Like right away I figured it out. I'm like, why do I like this? What, like, why am I watching this? Why am I sticking around all the way to the end of this show? First of all, yeah, they have great colorful characters. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
The people that they have, you couldn't like write them as a character in a show. Like every single one of them is just entertaining in their own way. And it doesn't help that Brandy is an attractive female. She's
Right.
she has a number of features that make her very appealing to, the modern man. But it's a combination, yeah, and I'm not making this up on my own. I've read other people say, "Oh, it's kind of like an Antiques Roadshow." What really hooks me is when they find this junk,
Right.
then you want to know, okay, is that really something valuable? Wait, they're thinking this is worth $1,000. Is that really worth $1,000? And the whole latter, third of the show when they take it to some expert or,
Right.
what's his name? Is it Barry has, always has that
Oh,
sketch
yeah.
at that thrift store or whatever that he takes expensive things to. But to find these unique items and find out what they're worth, that's the underlying kind of draw because you can't change the channel because you're thinking so and so thinks this is worth $200, $300. No, it's not. And then to really ride, you have to ride it out and
Plus
find.
now it's like really they got some momentum, they got bigger, they're getting bigger. Now it's like you gotta know what are they gonna do next? What's gonna be the next big thing,
Right. No, yeah, I'm all in, and I think I made fun of you, or I think I maybe even just cursed you, to myself behind your back when you were talking about Storage Wars. I'm like, Tim, I go,
When I wrote
stop.
that article about it,
You wrote an article.
it's on Yahoo.
I
I don't
know.
remember the address, but it's on there somewhere.
No, that was a quality. I'm very, there's so many of these stupid, there's swamp people, there's mountain
Oh,
men.
dude, swamp people is not stupid.
Look, I have very, my time is very precious, as you know.
Okay, well let's just get on to something, because I finally did it, and this show is not stupid in the least bit. I finally watched season 5 of The Wire. It took me about
Oh, well,
five, 6 days.
it took clear through. It took about a year though to finally do it though. I finished it a year ago because I remember watching the finale. That one of the first things I
Oh,
moved
man.
in at this house was watching that hour and a half finale. And we've almost been in this house that we're renting a year. It's been a stinking year that you waited to watch The Wire. Should we give it? Let's give a spoiler alert really quick. We're gonna talk about season 5.
Yeah.
Obviously, a ton of stuff went down. So, all right, big picture, what were your thoughts?
Dude, I absolutely loved it, man.
And what do you think? Because I was a
Oh,
little,
I loved it so much.
was it the newspaper angle
That was sweet.
that
Just the
hooked
story was
you?
awesome. I don't know. There was some kind of corny stuff in there too, but
Well, really, for people who don't know, this is wrapping up. The season five of The Wire was the last season.
Right.
Every season after, well, even the first one kind of had a theme. You know, there's always kind of the cops and drug dealers, but there was always kind of an underlying theme. And the first season, it was mainly just establishing the characters. The second season introduced you
Right.
to the docs, the dock workers,
Like it's a
Frank's.
whole new cast of characters too.
It brings in a whole new group of people you have to become familiar with. The second season was the dock workers who you eventually find out large shipments of drugs. They have to come from somewhere. They're coming in through these docks, union
Right.
workers. Third season was like a combination of politics
They
and.
introduced the politics in the third season and then
Yep.
kind of went back to the drug dealers and the
Definitely the cops
cops.
and drug dealers, but kind of the higher ups as well. You really.
Yeah.
Now you're seeing the commissioners, deputy commissioners, a lot more front
Yeah.
and center. Fourth season, which I think my parents as retired teachers will hopefully love the most, was the
Right.
education and politics, kind of
Yeah.
half and half. The fifth season, because the creator, David Simon, used to work for a Baltimore newspaper, the second, the other kind of storyline is the newspapers.
Right. By season five, it's like the drug dealers have all kind of started laying low, working together, so it's everything's kind of picking up, but then in season five it kind of explodes. And like Colin said, there's the newspaper storyline too.
Whole aspect of that. And now I read, and this is why I wanted this, but what I've been waiting for a freaking year to ask you, because I read some things where certain people, you read the consensus, what other people think. Everyone kind of thinks the fifth season's the least popular. Obviously, it's still great, but when you hold it up against the other ones, it's not as good. And some people said that the newspaper aspect was very unrealistic. Now, this is something
Yeah.
you can speak to because you're of that profession. Do you feel like the whole newspaper storyline, do you feel like it was accurately depicted?
Well, I mean, I don't work at a newspaper anything that size, so I
Of
mean,
course. No, but you
you
still
know.
you have more you're way more qualified to speak on it than I can. Like
Right.
I kind of felt like it's that's kind of
Okay,
the if
well
there's going to be
there's the Scott Templeton character who I don't want to talk about everything, but he's sensationalizing a story. He's adding saying there's quotes that there really isn't and just thinking no one's going to check up on it and shit like
Right.
that. No, that's I can't really see somebody doing that. But then again, he's interviewing people who it doesn't matter. I think that was trying to make a point too that like
The homeless.
if you're
It's
homeless,
focus. Focus on the homeless.
what are they gonna do?
Right.
So,
So, do you feel like, I mean, it's of your profession. Do you feel like it accurately depicted, big picture,
I
the
think it
profession that you're in?
depicts the newspaper industry
Okay.
more accurately than the profession.
And what
Like,
exactly?
well,
Like
there's
the
this
dying?
constant theme, do more with less,
Yep.
because to cover the news, to work at a newspaper, you're going to have an online presence, a social media presence, and there's more information out there than ever, so people want you to cover more and they want you to get these bigger stories, especially there, because that's what's going to move your papers and that's what everyone at the company wants. But
Right.
it's at the same time you're losing money and you're trying to do all this, make all this big web presence, make sure you have the latest technology, make sure you have the staff to do it, but at the same time, you're just not making as much money because there's too many. The
What I
internet.
think's, I mean, don't, what I think is interesting is that for the past 10 years, there's always just been kind of a subtle joke that, oh, well, the newspaper industry's dying, so blah, blah, blah. And you just kind of, because of online blogging, and I don't even,
Right.
what's funny is that in the morning, I see my boss every morning walks in with the newspaper, Detroit Free Press or whatever. Every morning, I get online and I go to Google News and I just scroll through that. Like, that's how I consume, that's how I consume the daily news. And just the difference between, just generation, he's a different generation than I am.
Right.
But do you, I just find it interesting that they were able to do this season, 'cause what did it, when did it come out? Like around 08, like
It was
07,
08, yeah.
08. that right away, you're right, the newspaper industry, quote unquote, is dying by then.
Right.
And it was such an interesting look into what these poor guys
It shows
trying
how
to do
important
this.
it is, though, too. I
Trying to,
mean,
you're right, trying to, how it still is relevant to certain people, but that at the same time, like you said, the editor in the show goes, we just have to do more with less. And I read some
right.
quote somewhere in another article that technically the only thing that you can do with less is less.
Right.
Like there is no, and I enjoy, I got a kick out of it, not really got a kick out of it, but I can relate to that just from being a, you can too, working,
Right.
being a working individual in America over the past 4 or 5 years following a recession. That was something that has been preached to me in jobs that I've had. It's like, look, we're short staffed. We're not able to hire anyone. If anything, we're not going to be able to give raises, blah, blah, blah. We all just have to do more with less.
Right.
And is that something that's actually feasible? Because
Oh,
from
dude.
my
It is, and the police officers having to do more with less, which they basically do, is even more realistic, dude, because they're government, so they're broke even worse.
there's no money. And so what do we really, we complain, we expect, and this could probably turn into a larger political discussion than what I know I'm capable of actually having. But I guess big picture though, you thought, did you relate to Gus? Gus is
I
one of
kind of,
the,
I mean, Gus is obviously a higher up in his paper. I mean,
right.
maybe not by title, but by years of experience and respect and credibility. But I kind of relate with him sometimes. I just feel like, there's something like I'd rather, I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to really compare the two, being from like a small town.
Okay. Because I mean, if I'm being
Because I
honest,
kind of call a little bit about what runs, and he does too, but
right?
then again, he edits and I don't. But
Right. Yeah. I mean, if I'm being honest, because, but of
or
course,
pro
I
I
had
should say
no
proofreads.
proofreads. I had no, I have no connection to any type of union or dock workers or, the season where the education was kind of the focus. Both of my parents are teachers. I'm engaged to a teacher. I felt like I related to that the most. This season, the fifth season, just because I kind of felt like the only dramatic storyline you could have with a newspaper is if there's someone at the newspaper working there who's making up stories. So I felt like they kind of
Okay.
went with the only thing that could be kind of dramatic or could be a hook. Like there's nothing really that exciting about the newspaper industry unless someone's faking stories. And that's what they went with. So I didn't know if from your point of view, it's like, well, that's never, that
I don't know.
nothing like
I'm
that would
sure.
ever happen
I
to
mean,
that
there's
scale.
been. Wasn't there a guy at, like, the New York Times or something that got busted for it not too long ago? I think there's that guy. There's that. I don't know if he's a journalist or not, but what was that author? He was like in the Oprah Book Club or something. Like, I don't want to. I can't remember her name. I'm thinking it was like
Well,
A Thousand Tiny Pieces or something. Where and then they found out like it was not really a true story, something like that.
it's really weird because I just kind of stumbled upon this movie and I'm looking it up really quick. It's with our good friend, young Darth Vader, Hayden Christensen. Here, Shattered Glass. I don't know why I was up at, 8 in the morning taking the stinking dog out. And this movie came out in 03. He was in it. It's a true story of a young journalist who fell from grace when it was found he fabricated over half of his articles.
Well, there
And
we go.
the last name is like, why is this taking so long to load? The last named person is Glass. And I
Okay.
watched like maybe, I didn't watch all of it, I'm not gonna lie, more than half of it. Our good friend Steve Zahn was in it, which made it
Oh,
that much more relatable. But that whole movie was this guy. It was a New York paper or something where he really did. It was his editor started following up on all of his leads, and he had just fabricated. He had made up so many. It was just kind of weird where I'm like, oh, okay, this is something that could drive a whole. I can see it happening. I just didn't know if you appreciated that that's was kind of
was
the
cool.
turn that
It
they
was
went with.
interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
So.
it just made the whole story, the whole cover up and everything that much more dramatic, you know what I mean? McNulty. It's just the way it tied into the story. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's
Which
just the way it tied everything together was so crazy. It just blew me
right.
away. It
Which
might have
is
been more of like, it might have been one of the more outlandish parts seasons, except for
No.
maybe three where they set up the legal zones. You know.
Which is, I mean, we all, that's something that's brought up. How many times has that been brought up? What if they just legalized drugs? There
Yeah.
wouldn't be a problem, and that was addressed in the third season. But we don't want to get into a whole
No, I
discussion about
know.
everything.
But
But
let's
what
just talk about some of the more ridiculous moments. Let's just want to do that.
How about when? Because here's the one I was gonna say. How about when McNulty realizes that this Templeton guy is faking some of this stuff?
Yeah.
Because McNulty is the police detective who, for noble reasons, as McNulty always has, starts fabricating and
Yeah.
creates a serial killer where there is no, a serial killer that's creating homeless guys. This Scott Templeton guy who works for the newspaper, he
He
thinks it's
runs with the
legitimate.
story.
Right. He runs with it and starts fabricating things. And there's a great scene just right near, it might even be in the last episode,
It
where
is.
McNulty
He
finally
sits
sits
him
down.
down and just tells him everything. Like, I know you're doing, dude. That's like the most intense he ever gets. You know, he's a pretty smooth operator for the most part.
Right. And he realizes that this, because there's another scene earlier, early on, when I think McNulty's sitting down with some of the heads of the newspaper. It was when Templeton allegedly got a call from the serial killer, when it was really just McNulty. And this Templeton, newspaper, what's the correct term? What's his job?
Journalist. Let's go journalist.
He's a
He's
journalist.
probably a beat reporter or something.
Beat reporter. I like that. See,
Cops
that's why I
reporter,
turned to you.
police reporter.
He starts going, yeah, and this isn't the first time I've received a call from him. And then right then, like, McNulty looks at him. And right then
Yeah.
McNulty realizes, okay, this guy's full of it. I see what he's doing.
He tells them the one time it was him.
But
The second time that was me.
right. That was me. Looks him right in the eye. So I mean, that stands out just because you wanted, because still in the end, Templeton never ends up, he faces no repercussions
No, I
ultimately.
know.
So all it
He
really
gets the
was just,
Pulitzer, doesn't he?
yeah, doesn't he win a
Yeah.
Pulitzer? But to
And
have that
that's
was
like
your,
the theme, and you know, it shows Gus at the end just like, okay,
yep,
whatever.
shaking his head. So that was good. That was your one kind of retribution for the whole thing, is when McNulty just looks at him and, gives him a nice
Yeah.
little Michael Corleone, I know it was you, Fredo. I know what you're doing. So that
And the
stands out. I
cops
don't know.
all like, no one really gets that bad of repercussions because the corruption's so bad.
That is at the beginning of the season finale. They have some intro scene, then it goes to the theme song sung by our friend Waylon in the television show. But then after the theme song, it just opens up with a close up of Carchetti, Mayor Carchetti,
Oh,
or
jeez,
Littlefinger,
dude.
if you're watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Just like, are you, what? Wait a minute. Are you telling me? Just like
Yeah.
dumbfounded, completely just dumbfounded that this
Speaking
could
of,
be.
I got a couple Mayor Carchetti moments that I kind of want to bring up. One I thought was kind of stupid. It's when he goes to the debate thing, and it's like, okay, let's get Bunny Colvin and Naaman because they were so big. Bunny Colvin was so big in 3 and 4, and Naaman, was that his name? Naaman?
Naaman,
Like
yeah.
Raymond with an N. And
Yes.
let's like he was a central character in season 4, so let's just bring him back, you know? And
With a
so
cool
and.
goatee. He had a
Yeah.
really good, a nice graying goatee, a black man goatee.
And
Go
I was
on.
just kind of like, that's kind of stupid. I'm like, you know, who cares about this? Because the only like story that advances that Bunny Colvin wouldn't shake his hand. You know,
Right.
that's like what that amounted to.
That
But
how absurd.
how about like one of the early episodes when they're cutting the ribbon at the new developments in town along the pier. And there's Nicky Sabatka yelling at Carchetti.
Yay, why'd you just sound
Why'd
like
you
a
close the
weird mom?
pier?
Yeah. Hey, you bunch of crooks, you bunch of crooks. And they have to lead him off. Yeah, if you watch the second scene, poor Nicky. His old man Frank, his cousin Ziggy, who safe to say we've all known a couple of Ziggies
Yeah,
in our
Ziggy Sabatka.
lifetime. Yeah, Ziggy Sipatka. Or I can't even remember his name in True Blood. I always know that he goes, Stackhouse. What's
Oh,
his name in True Blood?
Andy Belfour or
Andy
Belfour,
Belfour,
sheriff.
Stackhouse. That's who played Frank Sabatka. But yeah,
Yeah.
Nicky popped up. They did kind of, even if it was just for continuity's sake, to say, hey, look, we're showing some love to the previous seasons. They
Yeah.
bring back a couple characters just to pop up.
I like the heavy dosages of Clay Davis. That was
Oh, yeah.
especially fun. I think I counted three, possibly four sheets. But like the
Jeez.
first one he does is like a few episodes in, and he drops a lot of just sheet. His like
Then the girl
voice is
has to
getting
break
so
him off.
ridiculous. Yeah, she cuts him off.
Say, Clay.
I think they were kind of like, all right, I know you guys have been waiting for it. Clay, hit him with one. They really
No, yeah.
bring it.
And it kind of wraps up I wasn't upset that Clay got off the hook. I kind of
Oh,
thought
I
that was
love that scene.
I thought that was going to be the whole point, is like, okay, there's this corruption that goes all the way to the top, so it'll end with Clay getting his. But he does and he doesn't. He gets off, quote unquote, from the court, but our good friend Lester Freeman
Yeah.
still shakes him down.
Right.
Like if you were to just jump into an episode in season five, and maybe you'd missed a couple other seasons, or you knew the characters, but you didn't really know where everything was going. Like, there's one scene where Lester Freeman's sitting down having some liquor with Clay Davis, and they're just having a drink, talking.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what the hell has happened between now and then?
Right. Yeah, I know.
And even then, Lester gets up and Clay goes, could have at least paid for the bill.
Yeah.
Max Lester stiffed them.
They
But
definitely jam a lot into 10 episodes.
they do. And the last one's an hour and a half. I kind of like that. They did their signature montage, song montage at the
And
end.
that montage at the end was sweet.
Yeah. They play the, don't they sing the same? They play the same, the intro song,
Yeah.
the same theme song, which eventually we're going to have a big hoo-ha podcast about great theme songs. I
We
think The
are?
Wire is one of the best.
That's cool. That's a good idea.
I love Game of Thrones.
I'm not so much a big fan of the West Wing's theme song at the beginning as much as I am as the music they play out with. Like, no matter how dramatic it is, like, the president's been shot. Like that upbeat music. It's like, really? I probably just spoiled someone that the president gets shot, but they saw it coming.
You knew they were gonna do that at some point. It is weird that it's only in like the box sets of the West Wing. I can't really remember when I watched it really on TV when they ran the credits, if they played that goofy tune. But in the box sets, when you're watching the DVDs, obviously they need to have something play the they have some need to have something playing for the end credits. So what, you're right, it'll be just a serious dramatic end. Poor Mrs. Landingham dies. She was bringing her new car back,
First
and it's
new
just
car she's ever bought.
first new car, and it just fades off, and then suddenly
It shows all the cast, like, it doesn't even show pictures from that episode. It just shows, like, the same stock ones of them all, like, smiling and, like, having a good time and stuff.
right. Yeah, we could do a whole thing. I love The Wire. When you walk through the garden,
Oh,
you
dude,
better.
I was singing it. Listen, this is how bad I've been wanting to watch this show. Last night when I got home, I watched two episodes, and there was only one more left. And I wanted to go work out this morning and get some stuff done, so I wanted to get out and get an early start. I can't remember what time I woke up, but the first thing I did is I was like, I got myself some Honey Nut. Went and turned on the last season finale, watched it this morning before
Hey,
I left to go to town.
got any
Dude.
honey nut? Oh, here we go. Hey, Tim, I just realized that I can play something on YouTube and it comes through. Can you hear it? Can you hear this, what I'm playing?
No.
Oh, you can't.
No.
I'm playing the Friday Night Lights theme. Tim, you're going to watch it. Ask Michelle. The Friday Night Lights theme still gives me goosebumps. A lot of times if you have something on DVD or Netflix, you just kind of fast forward through the theme. Oh,
Right.
the
Oh
Friday Night
yeah, I
Lights theme.
always do.
Let me. Oh. You need to watch. I'll pause it. You need to watch that show.
You good rocking out?
I want like you can't hear it, so I almost might just do the rest of this podcast listening to, for some reason on YouTube, if you Google Friday Night Lights theme song, there's an 8.5 minute version of it.
Does it have
Oh,
lyrics?
there's no lyrics, Tim. It's just the music, Tim. It's just.
Right, well, we have something else that we wanted to talk about too. Do you remember our little incident we had in Miami this week?
Dude, we've had a couple things go down. And
The
look,
bath salt induced
the bath salts.
zombieism, I'll call it.
Look, really quick, I want to go up. I want to make myself, I need to use the bathroom. I want to make myself a drink. I want to drop a bath salt
I'm gonna
in the
smoke a
drink.
cig.
I want to drop a bath salt in my drink. Maybe try and smoke a bath salt. Both of us need to be on bath salts when we come back and talk about this. That sound
Okay,
good? All right.
yeah. How y'all doing out there? While we take a little break, I just want to tell you about something really, really freaking sweet. My YouTube page, the sponsor of this podcast. Why is it the sponsor? Because I just said it is. If you want to see some of my videos, why don't you get on YouTube? Go to youtube.com/user/tbthedish. That's /TBTHEDISH. You can see all my hilarious videos, whether it's This Week in America Today, You Heard the News, Finding Bigfoot in 2 Minutes, or Now You Know, featuring my worst friend, the one you hear on this podcast every week, Colin. So log on to youtube.com/user/TBTheDish. Like you don't have a few minutes to kill at work or home and don't want to laugh. All right, let's get back into the podcast. All right, now that that's all taken care of, let's get into our next little topic here in the apparent zombie outbreak we're living in right now. Did you think you were gonna live to see it, Colin?
Yeah, no, I've been waiting for this. I've been mentally prepared for this for at least 5, 10 years now. Something, there's been too many technological breakthroughs and people messing with genetics and warfare. What's the word I'm looking for? Biological warfare.
Chemical warfare,
Yeah,
biological
it's gonna
warfare.
happen. It's gonna happen. But what I least suspected was to be the cause is just a bunch of idiots trying to figure out new, cheap, legal ways to get
Right.
hot as
Bath
being
salts.
bath salts. So that's what it is. That's the thing now, right? Is eating bath salts, is that what we found is,
I think you ingest them. So yeah, swallow them.
can you snort them?
I think you can do that too. I don't know, dude.
Break
I
open the
can't
skin.
remember. I've had to write stories about it before for the newspaper, but I can't remember off the top of my head. I
Okay.
just know like that's the big problem.
And so go run through a couple of the recent happenings that's gone on in case our viewers.
Okay, well, obviously the one that got everybody talking was the individual in Miami who was eating a homeless man's face. That was the one that got everybody like, okay, and he. At first, some people were saying LSD, and then it was being ruled because of bath salts. And I mean, he had some real symptoms. He got shot twice and killed. I haven't read anything about where he was shot, but I mean, if it was in the head, you would have to say that there's some pretty good proof there. And also, when the cops told him to stop, he growled at him. So.
And what was but we don't know if he was shot in the head, so we're hoping he's actually down for the count. The
Right.
guy, the homeless guy whose face he was eating is still alive.
Apparently, yeah.
We don't know if there's security around him. I mean, he's gonna come back, he's gonna get turned, we're thinking. We don't know how seriously they're looking over him, they're watching him. A
Right.
worry of ours, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what were some of the, there's been more.
Okay, well, there was a. Remember, I showed you the story with that Asian guy, like Japanese or Chinese immigrant. Who like ate his wife or whatever?
Was
Remember I
eating his
showed it to you,
wife.
and he looked like really crazy.
Yep.
But they had him subdued, and it looked like an act, definitely an act of cannibalism. But whether or not it's because he's in some zombie state of mind, I guess we're gonna have to wait and see if his condition gets worse, you know? Then you told me about that one. What was that? The guy threw his intestines at the
Yeah, my
police
fiance.
officer,
I told
or
my
were they
fiance.
his intestines?
Yeah, like we're recording, we're talking about zombies. Oh, you guys gonna talk about the guy that threw his intestines at the cops? I'm like, what? I'm like, how is this? Like, all this stuff is just creeping up. You have, or you're in the process of getting a massive map of the U.S. and you're going to start putting tacks in, you know, known areas where they've been. We got to try and
find...
Well,
there was one other one, too, really quick.
Yeah.
This guy was a student... Ooh, this is in Baltimore. Baltimore Sun is a reference. Where is this guy from? This guy was a student in Maryland, allegedly admitted to devouring his roommate's brain and heart. 21-year-old Morgan State student. He's African. It's like Cujo, Bonsafo, Agiel, Cody. Okay. Oh, no, wait. That's who he murdered.
That's who he
he's
ate.
He's Alexander Kinyua.
Okay.
And he ate his heart. What was it? His heart and his brain.
Okay. So what do we think? Do we think there's any kind of, you know, naturally all of our experience with zombies in an outbreak go through either movies, television, or you have a...
The zombie survival guide.
A great, yeah, a wonderful friend of yours bought you a zombie survival guide.
Yeah.
What do we...
Worst friend.
Do we think this is some kind of conspiracy where... The bath salts are, it's been planned to, you know, slowly start suggesting or slowly start getting, you know, individuals, low-income people or people looking for an easy, quick, little high to start eating bath salts, drive them nuts to kill them to kind of wipe them out.
Well, here's the thing about bath salts is that they keep getting being ruled illegal, but apparently there's like the chemicals are made of. There's one that you can change like one molecule to make it a legal chemical that's not banned. And then they still get you high and the effect is still there and stuff like that. So whoever's making these is finding ways around it.
Okay.
So I guess if you want to find a conspiracy, you would have to find the parent corporation of whoever's making these bath salts products.
It's very likely that like we're mentioning this and we're thinking, well, we need to figure out who's making these bath salts. One or both of us could turn up dead.
I hope not.
And hopefully people listen to this and follow the trail. Because there's probably like a massive bath salt conglomerate corporation, like one company that rules, you know, that pretty much owns the whole market of bath salts. And I bet if you start looking at the money, what did Lester Freeman say? If you follow the money, I bet if you follow the money, it's probably tied in with CIA, NSA, Pentagon. Like this goes, I bet they're dropping.
The USDA, whoever keeps, you know, or the Federal Food and Drug Administration.
They're airdropping bath salts into Afghanistan and Iraq right now. Like, here, give them to the locals.
Yeah.
You know, that's what, here, we want to try and, you know, make sure the local Afghanis are clean, freshen themselves up in the bath. Oh, by the way, pop a couple of them. It makes the bath even that. I got really scared, though. My fiance has been sick the past couple of days. And she had a fever, all this other crap, strep throat, quote unquote, the doctor told her. But she, the other day, she's like, oh, she's like, I just need to soak and like take a bath. I'm like, yeah, that'll make you feel better. You know, she had a nice hot bath. And while she's in there, I was like, oh no, the bath salts, no. And ran in there and stopped her before like she started popping.
I'm not sure if anyone actually uses bath salts for bathing, to tell you the truth.
I've never used one. I don't know what they are.
Okay. But anyways, so we talked, and we both have kind of parents who live in a rural area, so at least you won't be in the heart of an outbreak, more likely. And you can kind of almost build, like, some barricades and some defenses around those. So, you know, that would be fortunate. A lot of land, a lot of open space, so you can do what you need to do, you know, to... keep everything in check.
It would be a good last stand. Both of our places are rural, kind of not, we don't live on farms, but farm like houses,
right?
It'd be a good place, you know, that's where I'll have the last stand. You know, I'm fine with standing my ground there. You're right. You would think that some of the more heavily populated areas like Miami, they're gonna go first, but
probably gonna start evacuating within the next week or so.
I would
you know,
hope
there's
so.
Going to be that big pile up you see of cars you see in every zombie movie and Walking Dead. Just a never-ending traffic jam, people trying to get out.
Right. What's on your list of, you know, when this thing really, you know, when shit really hits the fan, what's on your list of things you need that you're going to have?
Well, obviously you're going to need the guns and ammo. I think that's the most important because Most likely, when it goes down, if you need to move or you need to get things ready, you're gonna have the supplies in your house, and then you're gonna need to get some more supplies. So you're gonna need that guns and ammo most of all to be able to scavenge and forage, especially early in a rural area before everything starts really getting bad out there. So that's the big thing, but you're always gonna want that with you.
Right.
And then from there, you
So
know.
that's your list, guns.
No, I mean, but that's, I'd say that's the most important thing. Being able to kill as many of these as possible and have it be the most sure thing, you know.
I think a silencer. I think that's kind of overlooked in some of the books and movies that we've seen. It always seems like somehow the zombies can hear noise, are
Oh,
attracted to
yeah.
noise. I want to have a silencer,
Okay.
on some of the guns I have. It really just take these guys down quick and easy. A lot of it depends on if they're the running zombies or if they're the stumbling zombies.
See, in Max Brooks's book, The Zombie Survival Guide, which I think is the most credible source for the
Absolutely.
whole world of zombies and preparing for it, I would say that what he said was, oh, I just lost my train of thought.
Way to
What
go.
were you just saying about the
Silencer?
silencer? Yeah, he said that that they
Running
can
and
hear, but he said the running zombies are just made up. That the real zombies are just like they have the same. They can run, but it's just like when they run when they were alive.
okay. I mean, that makes a huge difference. If those SOBs are can come at you at a full sprint, it just kind of we're not gonna be around as long as if they were stumbling zombies to where we could. I kind of like how Walking Dead did kind of an intermediate zombie
That's the
kind
most
of come after
realistic one.
a little bit quicker. Yeah. I mean, I have a ton of other. I want to devise a suit because obviously, unless it's airborne, you can just get it from getting,
Right.
breathing it in. I want to devise kind of like a biker suit that you see, like guys that ride crotch rockets have, like those padded jackets. I want to have almost a full outfit in case one of them SOBs latches on, tries to take a bite of me,
Okay.
scratch me.
Almost like shark-proof stuff.
Yes, like a padded suit.
That's a good idea.
Spam. You have lots of spam
Yeah.
in case the outbreak happens. Weapons, obviously. I want to believe that I'm going to be one of the people that wants to get to the bottom of it.
Right.
So that's why I want you to, you're already going to get the
Well,
map going
one of the
tap.
first steps, yep, that's one of the first steps too, is you gotta get your team and assemble your team and
Yep.
start getting everything ready. Start discussing, you know, things, monitoring things, keeping each other in the loop, which we should start really. We should start like a worst friends email group, and we can just keep everyone up to date on this, you know.
The zombie
If there's an
apocalypse.
incident, tell them a little bit about it.
I like that. I do like how social media, like what was it, maybe 6 months ago, there was just a really, really bad flu bug going around. And I
Right.
feel like the first nowadays with social media, the first place that you would notice some kind of widespread pandemic or the world ending, because I would slowly see like someone, a friend I had in Illinois. Worst cold I've ever had. Oh my God, going to the doctor. This is the worst I've ever felt. And then another friend I had down in Florida. Oh my God, I can't believe this cold that I have. The worst. Haven't gotten over it in 3 days. And I see someone
Right.
up in Michigan. That's how you're going to notice it.
And
You're going to start.
then you see someone in Miami like high as shit, never been so hungry, eating homeless man's face. OMG, LOL.
OMG. OMG, just ain't a old guy, just ain't a homeless guy's nose. OMG, LOL. I like that. So, yeah, we got to keep people. You're right. You need to be together, but you also need to be. I mean, to be honest, Tim, you get bit. Like my fiance's been
Oh yeah.
sick. I haven't even been sleeping. I sat right outside the door in a rocking chair with a 12 gauge.
Yeah, you might as well start monitoring it.
If
Be
it,
ready.
that's how she'd
'Cause don't you
want.
remember in Zombieland that which is one of probably one of my favorite zombie movies, and just it's just such a funny and good movie all around, but remember he's with that girl, he's got her, brings her up and she got bit, next thing you know, she's going insane. You just gotta, you know, at least now we know to deal with it.
You need to do what they would want. Zombieland, I think everyone should be issued a copy of Zombieland because
Yeah,
that
that's a
basically
good
goes through and
idea.
gives a checklist of cardio,
Don't. I don't think it should be issued. I think that it should be a mandate that everyone owns a copy of Zombieland.
Yeah,
That
I'm
way they
fine with
have
that.
to buy it and they can stimulate the local economy.
Right.
Because if the government buys them all, it's just going to be a waste of tax money.
I mean, and if something.
Then again, it would save could save humanity possibly.
Exactly. I still think if there's like some. And this is kind of way out of left field here, but if for some reason the zombie virus was introduced, like maybe by aliens or by like a race who wants to like destroy us, I definitely think right off the bat we should sacrifice Woody Harrelson to the aliens. Like say, here, take Woody.
Why, dude?
No, Woody needs the fact that Woody's still alive.
What do you have against Woody Harrelson, man?
I mean, he has a severe underbite.
Who
He's
cares? He's
really
funny. He's made
unattractive.
great movies.
He's really unattractive. You
No,
know
he's.
why I don't like him. It
No,
comes
I
all the
don't
way
know why
back
you
to
don't
Owen
like him.
Wilson. It comes all the way back to the reason why I hate Owen Wilson. Because when Owen Wilson
He's not Owen
broken,
Wilson, dude.
listen, Owen Wilson, broken nose and all, when he went through that weird where, oh no, Owen Wilson is depressed. Remember, there was that. We just all ignore it now that he had a suicide attempt. Owen Wilson wanted to commit suicide because his life of making ignorant movies, putting his ugly face on the front of ignorant movies, his life is so bad that the only thing after he tried to commit suicide, the way he needed to wind down, okay, let's refresh, let's, get Owen back on the right track, was to spend like 3 weeks down in Costa Rica with Woody Harrelson. In some big lavish resort that Woody owns. And there was like weird satellite photos, like a
So
mask.
basically, what you're saying is that because Woody Harrelson would rather help a person out of a funk and save his life than just have him die, he's a bad person and you don't like him.
No, absolutely not. The fact that he would help Owen Wilson out
Hey man, we're all
makes him
members
bad.
of the human race, dude.
What else do we need to do to prepare for that? Because obviously I want to
Well,
sacrifice.
I think that the Zombie Survival Guide is a must read. I mean, I'm gonna just get it back out and start flipping through it again, making sure I'm ready and getting the necessary steps in place because
That was a good buy.
the
That was
shit
a good.
hits the fan, you know.
You're gonna need to. It's gonna be like the Book of Eli. You're gonna be walking around with the Zombie Survival Guide. It's gonna take the place of the Bible. You're gonna be walking
Here
around with
comes
like.
one. Let me flip to page 42.
Yeah, you'll bust it out. Well, you'll of course you'll have like a knife like in the bindings of it. You can like flip up,
Yeah.
pull out and like stab a zombie in the head. Obviously, people out there, you see someone eating a homeless guy, they need to be shot in the head, correct?
Yep, and it's gotta be done.
Don't get bit, don't get scratched. If you do, tell someone so that that person can then shoot you in the head.
Right.
What else? Like any other tips? Like what you're gonna go back through and read the book, but anything, any glaring tips or anything we need to give our listeners?
I'm gonna start getting really serious about getting in shape. So, you know, if I gotta escape on foot, because like I said, these
Cardio.
zombies aren't gonna have that super speed. They're gonna be, you know, kind of off. They'll be able to run, but as long as you can run for longer, you should be good.
I mean, we're just hoping. I watched the end of 28 Days Later. It was either this morning or last night. We're just hoping they're not the super running zombies.
Oh yeah.
If they are, I mean
Or like
that's
the Resident Evil ones. They got some pretty ridiculous ones.
yeah. Well, they have dogs and weird. Again, that's the whole kind of like government huge company conspiracy. Like I
Right.
said, if anyone out there, if Tim and I mysteriously vanish or die, find out who benefits the most from selling bath salts because they came after us. They heard this,
Right.
and they came after us. So.
And if it does happen, make sure you protect Carl. Keep him in your sights at all time.
Oh God, the little boy
Do
from
not let that boy wander off.
jeez, don't get me started on Carl. What a horrible name for a small boy. All right. No offense to our friend.
There's a lot of people named Carl.
Guess we do have a friend of ours named Carl, but still, not I mean, like a young boy. Like no one's naming a young boy anymore, Carl.
Why?
It's like an old man's name.
No,
It's like
it's
a
not.
1950s milkman name. Like your milkman in the 50s was Carl the milkman. I don't know.
That's quite a bold claim.
I bet if you look, I bet there's somewhere out there, there's a statistic that popular names or whatever, you're not going to find Carl anymore. Who wants to go Carl? Hey, Carl.
I was going to start looking it up, but I'm not going to. Do you have any other zombie related incidents or information?
I think that's it for right now. Like I said, my fiance's sick upstairs. I gotta make sure that I don't go up there and she's eating the dogs.
Oh yeah.
So,
Well, I'll just leave you with this little tidbit.
all
That last zombie incident story I read you on Huffington
right.
Post, the three tags, like the top three tags for it, the first is cannibalism, the second is video, and the third is zombies. Before the state it's in and anything like that. Well, after that, I guess we talked about Zombieland, so I'll just say goodbye the way Woody Harrelson tells Jesse Eisenberg after their long trip, and he tells him it's an emotional goodbye. I'll tell you the same way he tells Eisenberg.
Okay.
That'll do, pig.
Is a good movie. That is
All right, guys, I think that's a good time to wrap it up. We'll talk to you next week, and hit us up on Twitter, Facebook. You know what to do. Tweet us anything funny. Any stories you want to share, let us know, man. Colin, you gonna say goodbye?
Yeah, goodbye to Big Tris. We didn't mention him on this one. So,
All right. Good
Tristan.
shout out. Good shout out. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Later.